This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Bug Shash.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Bug Shash. Bug Shash. You're going to put it on my Bug Shash to become the mayor of Beetleton.
Oh, all the business is left when Bug Shash came in.
You're hoping to get a kiss from Bug Shash.
Everybody go down that road and eat get up a Bug Shash.
What accent is that? Besides what one-off character in a chapter of a Stephen King novel?
Toothless prospector. / Southern Senator.
They're definitely edging into some Bob Odenkirk territory.
I'm mining for votes. And I've struck democracy. Panning for gerrymandering.
There's representation in them there, eels.
Eels. Yeehaw. So this is a great old one.
Yeah.
And this is
is it really
Brian.
That great? Is it really?
He's okay.
Yeah.
It's not. So this is a big black kind of void.
Yeah.
Full of mouths and eyes.
I feel personally attacked by one of his nicknames, the Filler of Space.
This is very personally a fact. Like my gluttonous orifices.
Yeah.
My lunatic stirrings.
Yeah.
You know,
my alien songs. Yeah.
He's a parasite. This guy is pathetic. This is like the old god incel, like parasites attached to old ones.
Yeah, yeah. No, this guy is absolutely he's drifting in Yib Sutil's wake a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your big black mass full of mouths and eyes. And it has something called the kiss.
Yes.
A Bug Shish. And that's it drowning you in slime.
Giving you big old sloppy kisses. It doesn't say, but if he does, if he inundates a corpse with his fluids, it comes back to life. Or by kissing you, by enveloping you, does he recruit you? Like that's how I would play this if I was a keeper. But
yeah, because you become a corpse once you get killed.
Yes,
there's a nice little synergy between the kiss and his animate corpse's power.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely could do that. He's one of his nicknames is the Drowner. Isn't that in there?
Yeah. And there's a whole sidebar really cool. about the Drowners just kind of as a catch-all term for a bunch of monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that sounds really neat.
Mm-hmm.
All this Brian Lumley stuff here. Even though it also sounds pretty dorky, and he's another one that can die from light.
Yeah, well, he won't die. He is repelled by it. So he is distinct from the darkness from the stars, or the blackness from the stars.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then whenever darkness comes up, he appears again.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. That has like cinematic blocking to me.
Yeah. I mean,
turn on these lights and then there's just a shadow in the shower and it disappears.
it plays a little bit like, what is it? There's a character in, oh gosh, Alan Wake, the lamp lady who lives in the hydroelectric dam that is just filled with lights because she cannot allow any shadow around. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
The way that you kill this guy other than a flashlight is a group hug. Because if he has to kiss a lot of people at once, he has to divide his strength.
Yes.
And his strength is 50. So if you got like a flash mob to come like get a kiss from this dude, he's dead.
Yeah.
No one would get attacked by him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could just use, you know, their fire enchanted weapons or electricity to harm him.
Yeah.
You know,
he doesn't set boundaries.
That's it.
You know, he doesn't realize there's only so much of him that he can give.
Yeah. Yeah. He is like an improv guy offering a group massage. Like he's the guy who wants to start the massage train. You know,
I hate that.
It's win, 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 baby.
Yeah, no, but except I have to touch somebody and somebody has to touch me.
But then you get touch. Oh shit.
Bug sash, stop. Sorry. Bug sash, stop.
Bug sash, get out of here. Stop massaging my daughter.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.